A century ago, iodine deficiency affected children across much of the United States. The problem mostly disappeared during the 1900s after iodine was added to common foods. But doctors are now seeing higher iodine deficiency rates. The rises are blamed on dietary changes and new food manufacturing methods. Iodine is an element found in seawater and in some soils, mostly in coastal areas. A French chemist accidentally discovered the substance in 1811. Iodine's name comes from a Greek word meaning violet-colored. Later in the 1800s, scientists began to understand that people need iodine to control their metabolism and stay healthy. The element is also important for a child's brain development. One sign of iodine deficiency is an increase in size, or swelling, of the neck. This growth in the neck is known as a goiter. It can appear when the thyroid gland grows to make up for too little iodine to produce hormones that control certain body processes. In the early 1900s, goiters were commonly seen in children in some parts of the United States. Some of the children showed other symptoms in addition to goiters. These included being smaller or experiencing deafness. In the past, public health experts realized they could not solve the iodine deficiency problem by feeding everyone seaweed and seafood. But they learned iodine can be included with table salt. This form of salt, known as iodized salt, first became available in 1924. By the 1950s, more than 70% of U.S. households used iodized table salt. Bread and some other foods also had iodine. As a result, iodine deficiency in the U.S. became rare. But diets have changed over the years. Processed foods now make up a large part of the American diet. Although these foods contain a lot of salt, it is not iodized. Leading bread makers also no longer add iodine. And for people who do salt their food, it is popular now to use kosher salt, Himalayan rock salt, or other products that do not contain iodine. People have forgotten why there's iodine in salt, said Dr. Elizabeth Pierce of Boston Medical Center. She is a leader in the Iodine Global Network, a non-governmental agency working to end conditions linked to iodine deficiency. Pierce noted there had been a reported 50% drop in U.S. iodine levels studied during the 1970s through the 1990s. While most Americans are getting enough iodine through diet, doctors worry this is not the case for women and children, the two groups most likely to be hurt by iodine deficiency. The American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups advise that all pregnant and breastfeeding women get 150 micrograms of iodine each day. In the last 15 years or so, U.S. researchers have increasingly reported seeing mild iodine deficiency in pregnant women. A Michigan State University study of about 460 pregnant women found about 25% of them were not getting enough. That study's lead writer, Jean Curver, noted that many vitamins for pregnant women do not contain iodine. As a result, doctors suggest that pregnant or breastfeeding women check labels to make sure the vitamins or supplements they take have iodine. Some studies have linked even mild iodine deficiency to a lower score on an intelligence test known as an intelligence quotient, IQ, test. But experts say there has not yet been enough research to establish exactly how the U.S. population is being affected by iodine deficiency. Dr. Monica Serrano-Gonzalez of Brown University said she and other doctors had seen 5 cases of iodine deficiency in children visiting a local health center in Providence, Rhode Island. We're concerned this may be increasing, especially in patients with restricted diets. Serrano Gonzalez called for increasing publicity about the problem in order to prevent it from getting worse. She said, "This needs to be on people's radar." I'm John Russell.